Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of YouTube thumbnails and how some of the biggest creators like MrBeast and MKBHD design theirs. It's all about that eye-catching appeal, right? Exactly. You know, there's a huge misconception that thumbnail design is just about making a pretty picture. It's really about psychology and making a promise to the viewer that your video is worth their time. That makes a lot of sense. So it's like a billboard on the highway. You only have a split second to grab someone's attention before they keep scrolling. Right? If your thumbnail is cluttered or boring, viewers will just zoom past it. Studies show that people form click decisions within 1 to 2 seconds. If your thumbnail doesn't grab them instantly, you've lost that chance. Wow. So what are some of the strategies that top creators are using to hook viewers right away? Let's look at MrBeast for a moment. His team treats thumbnail design like a science. They create multiple versions, sometimes 10 or 20, and rigorously test them. For him, a video is dead without a strong thumbnail that captures attention in under a second. That's impressive. I mean, he definitely has that shock and awe factor down. It's all about those high-contrast images and faces showing extreme emotions, right? Exactly. His thumbnails usually showcase high stakes, like piles of cash or dangerous situations. Plus, there's always that direct eye contact with the camera, which draws viewers in. And I guess that's a stark contrast to MKBHD's style, which is more about that clean, minimalist look, right? Yes, MKBHD uses the tech minimalist approach. His thumbnails feature super clean lighting and put the product front and center. His subtle facial expressions of skepticism or amazement set the expectation for his tech reviews. It's fascinating how both creators are so successful but take such different approaches. So, what are some thumbnail design strategies we should keep in mind for 2025? Alex, well, there's been a significant shift recently, especially with the rise of AI tools. You don't need a fancy designer anymore. For example, AI can help you quickly get a clean cutout of your face for the thumbnail, which used to take forever. So it's not about letting robots do everything, but using tools to make the process smoother. Exactly. And based on the latest data, there are 5 viral thumbnail themes that really work. These include shocken, awe, the, curiosity, gap, face, focus, big text, and before-after transformations. Jordan, those are great. I can see how each one triggers different emotions, but what are some common mistakes people make when designing thumbnails? Alex, one major mistake is clutter. Trying to fit too much information into a thumbnail can confuse viewers. It's key to remember that when everything is important, nothing is important, totally. And I bet text legibility is another big issue, right? Yes, absolutely. Some creators pick fancy fonts that look cool but are unreadable on mobile screens. Bold, sans-serif fonts are usually the way to go for clarity. That reminds me, I've seen so many thumbnails with key information hidden behind YouTube's timestamp and buttons. That's got to be a rookie mistake. Exactly. Always zoom out and check your design at a smaller size. If it looks messy or unclear at that size, it won't work for potential viewers on their smartphones. So, what's the best way to start designing a thumbnail if someone is new to this? Alex, first, you need a solid concept. Think about your thumbnail and title before you even start recording. It helps structure your video to deliver on that promise. Then, take high-quality photos specifically for the thumbnail rather than just grabbing a blurry screenshot. That makes sense. And I guess using tools like Canva can make it a lot easier for beginners, right? Exactly. Canva is user-friendly and allows you to drag and drop elements, use templates, and ensure you meet YouTube's size requirements. Just remember to add your own flair and avoid default color settings. So, wrapping up, what's the difference between custom thumbnails and auto-generated ones? Alex, custom thumbnails definitely perform better. Studies show that creators see up to a 38% increase in click-through rates when using custom designs featuring human faces and genuine emotions. Wow, that's huge. So if someone is serious about growing their channel, they really need to focus on their thumbnail design? Absolutely. If you've worked hard on your video, don't skimp on the thumbnail. it's your video's packaging. That's great advice, Alex. So to wrap up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today? Focus on creating clear, compelling, and visually appealing thumbnails that resonate with your content. It's all about making that first impression count. Perfect. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.